Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings! I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Tell me, said a European philosopher to a Brahmin, in what particular state you would preferably like to spend your days? The Brahmin answered, in that where the laws are enforced and obedience paid to them. The making and enforcement of laws toward a more civil society was the theme of the editorial published in The Barbadian on this day, May 2nd in the year 1838, and signed by the pseudo-writer Popejoy. This writer was incensed by what was considered to be the lack of stringent laws in the island and credited this state of affairs as responsible for the lawless behavior that was evident in the way residents conducted themselves, especially those of the quote-unquote lower orders. Popejoy colorfully lamented the general conduct on the streets of Bridgetown and the inaction of those charged with law enforcement in that domain. Given their status and their presence, that should not have been the case, but according to the writer, neither status nor presence made the difference that they should. Early Bridgetown was reportedly filled with taverns and alehouses. Historian the late Warren Allen tells us that Governor Daniel Searle disapproved of these establishments and the immoral behavior associated therewith. Allen further asserted, quote, but these strictures were applicable not only to Bridgetown, but to the island as a whole, and in November 1654, the governor issued an order in council directing the justices of the peace to suppress all unlicensed drinking and tippling houses, and to confiscate licenses held by persons who they considered unfit to hold them, end quote. Therefore, in the early years of settlement, Governor Searle sought to clean up the physical, social, and moral landscape of the town. This trend seemed to continue as on previous episodes of this program, presenters introduced listeners to the ad hoc settlement patterns and social mores that emerged out of the social complexities of the time. Like any city then and now, conflicts in terms of practices and the need to survive mushroom and sometimes explode into disorder within the society. We recall stories like those about the True Blue Gang in Lake's Folly and the mayhem they caused. The boatmen, who jostling for work, made a stir with each other on the careenage, intimidating would-be passengers, and more recently, illegal horse racing on Fontebelle Road, endangering other road users, just to name a few. Therefore, when the writer Popejoy criticized the atmosphere of unruly behavior in Bridgetown, these sentiments seemed to echo through the centuries of a need which remained unmet. The writer called for the implementation of vagrancy laws, protection for those using the highways and byways, the absolute punishment for those recklessly driving carts drawn by oxen, or store owners who negligently threw shingles and the like down into the street from upstairs windows, all at the risk of causing injury to road users. So on this day, May 2nd in the year 1838, on the 3 month eve of emancipation, the writer Popejoy called for the legislature to enact the necessary laws disallowing private individuals from becoming public nuisances and challenged the police to not stand by but act.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.